This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch! Get up and lick this motherfucker's butt open! Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock!
What's your language, you bud? We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Suck on it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Well, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back. I did scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard, bad boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now,
now that you are a demon in me!
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Adam! Sorry, I had to cough.
That's okay.
Yes.
So you just dropped it.
It's the Ham Radio Show live. HamRadioShow.com. Hello, everybody. Good evening.
Good evening.
718-577-1389. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. We are live on the air.
Yeah, we had a week off.
We had a week off. I'm rested and relaxed. And
still look like shit.
I always look like shit. I also sound like shit because I have a cough.
I know. Nick's in the chat room.
Nick, a whole bunch of people. Facebook
Live.
Thank
you, Nick, by the way, for putting up a great best of show last week.
Yes,
really
the,
good. I actually came in my pants.
Yes, the canned ham.
You were lonely, weren't you?
I do, yes.
The canned ham special, which was on July 4th, which was Wednesday, is up. And you can go to hamradioshow.com, and it's right there. You can download it. You can listen to it. Listen to not only a great 2 hours of radio in general, Listen to Nick's editing skills.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
As he put together some of our best of stuff. Yeah, and some good stuff. I was laughing my balls off.
Yeah, I know. It was funny stuff.
Because
I didn't realize we were that good.
No, we suck. I was remembering, like, when we had Pastor Manning on.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I totally forgot some of the dumb shit that guy said. Holy crap. Oh, my God. It was just epic. It was art.
Are you kidding? I didn't eat at Starbucks for a year.
Oh, my God. That's because the sodomites.
That's right.
We're creaming their pussies.
That's
and vaginas
right.
And penises.
Stuff in that coffee.
In the coffee.
That's right.
Making their sodomites. We're
definitely,
sodomizing.
Definitely don't want to drink
the
that.
Starbucks.
That's right.
That's a normal gentleman. That yeah. was that was a guy.
I know.
That runs a church in Harlem.
Was that a church? That he runs?
Yeah. Oh. It was a church. He literally had a flock of parishioners.
I thought he worked at Bohack or something.
No, he legitimately had a place. He wasn't like a Sambo song and dance man.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He was a legitimate religious man who had a Pastor Manning. You could probably still look him up on YouTube.
He's probably still going, ain't he?
Oh, he probably has some really dumb shit that we can ask him about. Supposedly, it's in foreclosure.
Oh.
But Nick wrote, supposedly it got foreclosed now. I don't speak Canadian, but let me tell you, that's not English.
I don't think so.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
I don't know anything.
But according to our super spy, the Canadian Unified Network technician,
that's right.
The cunt, mm-hmm. Nick said that he's getting foreclosed on one. I don't see why not.
Mm-hmm.
When you go after major companies like Starbucks and say that homosexuals are ejaculating into the frothy beverages.
That's right.
That's
why it tastes so funny.
You probably have to face some kind of legal thing.
You think?
I would think so. I mean, if I went, hey, Starbucks stirs their coffee with homeless men's dicks, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm just shooting the breeze here.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah. I would have to seek some form of legal counsel.
I would think so.
I would think so.
That's fantastic. Something actually worked for a change.
Exactly. Of course, Danny's still on his
hiatus.
Whatever the fuck that means.
I always thought that it was a part of your ass.
It is. It's the lower section near the ass ball connector, the hyanus.
Hyanus,
yes, the hyanus. He's had a hyanus for as long as I've known him.
Yeah.
It became inflamed.
he does have a funny looking ass.
He has no ass. Yeah. Danny has absolutely no ass. Yeah. He shits out of his back. Well, he has no ass whatsoever.
It's all in his big dick.
Yeah. He's old dick.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he doesn't like us saying it.
No, he doesn't.
He has old penis. He's the only guy I know in America.
Yeah.
That when you, like, every dude, if I had a huge pecker.
Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking of this today, actually.
I'd be president.
No way.
No, I was thinking of this today. I honestly was, because I'm trying to lose a little bit of weight to make my dick look bigger.
Oh, that would do
because
it.
I got laid
again
by a different chick.
Yes, I know.
And, when you're walking around the
You're hot, man.
I know. When you're walking around the no-tell motel,
mm-hmm.
and you're naked, and she's naked, and she looks tremendously better than you. And then you're sitting there with, like, your small schmecky because you just shot a load and and it shrunk down to
kinda
the size of a button.
Up,
yeah,
kind of wrinkled. You know?
Yeah, you want to try to look your best
the
for maybe the next time.
Sure. The worm is burying himself back into the hole.
Yes, it looked like I was feeding a bird the worm. You know what I'm saying? That's what it looked
like.
Some
cock makeup, you know, something like makeup for the dick.
There should be some form of a pantaloon that I can put on after sex to make it look like, it's bigger.
Yeah.
But Danny has a big penis.
I know. He's lucky.
And he's the only guy that I've ever met that he gets mad.
Yeah.
If I had a big penis, Joe.
I've showed him. I'd walk in with hanging out.
I would want you to call my house.
I definitely think that would
even like, if it was like,
my pocket.
If it was like 3 a.m, Joe, ooh. Call my house and just remind me.
That's right.
And go, Eddie, by the way, you got a big penis.
Can I see it?
You can see my egg. See, I wouldn't be.
Leatherman, don't get nervous.
Exactly. I would not be nervous. I would show you my girthy goodness.
Absolutely.
And just let it all hang out.
And I'd want to see it.
And Danny.
Would you guys like to be alone here?
Wait, let me put it on the table.
There it is.
And we're good.
My God, that's a cucumber if I ever saw one.
No, I'm just saying. He's the only
sliced
guy I
and
know.
Diced.
And I got to ask women.
Yeah.
Is it really? This could be our Q&A of the day.
Okay.
I have to ask, because I've been talking to a lot of chicks, and a lot of chicks.
That's why you get laid.
Slap you in the face.
A lot of chicks are saying, excuse me, sir, pull your pants up. But no, I've been talking to a lot of chicks, and I go, like,
how's that zipper?
I don't know if it's the size that matters or if it's just the thought of the size that matters.
Ooh.
Because, let me explain. I've had girls come to me and go, I really don't give a shit about size. I like a smaller. Yeah, I'm not saying, yeah. Not like mine. Mine's
those
like
are, those
mine,
are the liars.
Mine looks like a clitoris that shoots cum. I'm talking about an actual, like, penis,
oh, yeah?
But like a smaller version of a penis.
A very little
some one. Girls like a smaller version of a penis.
I guess they would.
I know Wendy the retard, who's in the Facebook Live suite right now, she likes a smaller penis.
How do you know that?
Trust me, I know.
Okay.
Don't ask. We had a moment. Oh. And Wendy, right? You like my small penis?
It fits well in her dumpster.
Yeah, when I'm sticking my small penis in her dumpster, her dumpster of a vagina,
that's where she gets lunch.
She enjoys it. That's how she gets her vitamins and minerals.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Wendy, 718-577-1389, if you want to call in, Wendy.
That's it.
We'll talk to Wendy the retard. We haven't talked to Wendy the retard in a while.
Oh, yeah, she looks a little nice.
But no, I want to know if it's the actual thought of... Or the actual giant penis, because some chicks love giant penis and some chicks don't.
I think it's all about the tongue, personally. You know, if you're a
thank you, Nick, by the way.
If you're a maneuverable man with your orally.
Dude, by the way, I was told I should get a trophy for my pussy.
See what I mean?
So,
see what I mean?
I understand, ladies.
Now, you could be the elephant man, then they don't care as long as you got the right one.
No, I was told it was, quote, fantastic. That was a quote about my oral prowess.
Was she looking at the watch at the same time?
No, dude, let me tell you. I'll be straight up honest. Let me tell you something.
First time yet.
No, wait. First time, hey Giggles, what's going on?
I could make it the whole time.
First time, Beretta. I don't know. First time we went down, I went down on her.
Yeah,
a real fast session.
You mean more than once you did?
Yes,
oh.
Real fast session.
Because
I like eating the puss.
Sure you do.
Real fast session. I'm going to say like maybe a 10 minute. That's it.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
By
boom.
That time, my tongue falls out. 10 minutes.
Well, because you're not. You have to work your tongue, Joe. Become an athlete.
Yeah.
So like a 10 minute jaunt.
Yeah.
And that was pretty goddamn good.
Mm-hmm.
So she finished. It was amazing. She had her orgasm and everything. And then we did. You know. Then Mr. Happy had to be serviced.
Hello.
And I was okay with that.
Yes.
But then later.
God bless you.
I was like, why the hell not? Yeah. Let me go round two on you.
I'll do it again.
Round two turned into 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
40 minutes because she counted.
Wait a minute.
She counted 40 minutes.
And she didn't have an orgasm in 40 minutes?
No, well, she had multiples. But she didn't have the big orgasm. The big orgasm was at the end, Joe.
Really?
Yeah, so.
You mean the kind where they start kicking your feet
and
kicking you in the face and things like that? They hit,
yeah, like, get off me. It's very sensitive. Yeah,
yeah,
that
hit
kind
me
of.
And, I love that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's
I'm just
you
saying.
You did it right. Stop it!
Yeah, they don't want to be touched right after.
I know.
And so,
they curl up into a ball, like, you know.
I'm telling you, I eat the pussy. I eat the pussy second to none.
Yeah.
All that's missing, Billy, from this Adonis is a bigger penis. If I had a bigger penis,
well, why don't you?
I would be a sexual dynamo.
Why don't you get an implant or something?
I don't
like
want to get an implant. I don't want to fuck with what I have.
You know, they got that thing that you put on your penis, like it's got a little
an
ball.
Extender. No, that's like what the fuck was that black guy that was on the comedian Flip Wilson had it.
It blows you up, yeah.
Yeah, Flip Wilson had a fake penis.
Yeah.
And he had it was under his ball sack. There was an inflator.
Right, yeah.
Right, that's what they go
but
in.
I, yeah, but I don't want to fuck with what I have.
Then you get a little electric air pump, you're doing the chicken.
I need a corner for the air pump. Why? I got to blow up my dick. Look, I don't want to fuck with what I have.
Yeah, of course.
So surgery, I don't think, is on the table.
Never.
But... Like, sometimes, sometimes it looks amazing, and then other times it doesn't. And I don't like that.
Sometimes it looks amazing.
Sometimes it looks, like, beefy and girthy and has veins, and the light hits it a certain way. It looks like Excalibur in the stone, Joe.
That's why you need makeup.
And people come and they pull on it. And they pull Excalibur out of the stone.
I mean, only the right person will get it out.
And then other times, it looks like if you had a hat on and it doesn't quite fit.
You had a hat on your heart on.
Yeah, you know, like that space where the hat droops over?
Yeah, sure.
That's what I have sometimes.
I got one of those. Yeah.
It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good all the time.
This is amazing.
Does your dick look good all the time?
To me, yeah.
All the time.
Only to me, though.
Yeah, only to you. Not to society at large.
Well, I've been told, is that a dick? Is that a dick? Really?
Yeah. And that's just from
you. It doesn't look like a dick to me.
That was from his doctor.
Yeah.
Is that a dick? What is that?
All right, show me the real one.
He's like thumbing through the medical journals. What the fuck is this? He says it's
experts.
A dick. Get in here, guys. He says this is a dick.
I know.
What about yours, Billy? The meat thermos look? Does it look good all the time?
Sure.
Like all the time?
Sure.
See, I don't know.
You shouldn't be asking him. You should ask Giggles.
Giggles supposedly. Well, let me see if Giggles is listening. Giggles.
No.
Does Billy's meat thermos number one look the same all the time? No. And does it look good?
Well, no. She's got to say.
I do the hair just right. Yeah. You brush it to the side.
I straighten my hair. It looks beautiful.
Yeah. I shave.
No, I nair it.
It looks much bigger when you
I nair the balls.
Really, as a matter of fact, every time I shave, I gain an inch.
No, that's I have to do everything I can.
Yeah.
To make it look more presentable.
Absolutely.
I mean, come on now. Yeah. Let's be fucking.
Do you put a bow on it?
Sometimes. It's a small bow.
Take a pen and draw.
Because you want to get a smaller bow. If you put a big bow, the dick looks smaller.
It turns sideways.
Yeah.
Smiling.
See.
That's what I'm
saying.
How do we get on this idiot subject anyway?
I have no clue.
I don't know.
Okay. We started talking about Danny.
Oh, Danny.
Because Danny has a big penis. And we veered off yet again because me and you get distracted over a big penis.
I know.
Billy does
you
not.
You guys really should get out.
I know.
No, we discuss.
We have no life.
Look,
nothing.
On this show,
yeah.
On the Ham Radio Show, let me discuss this with the audience. On the Ham Radio Show. We're not like other shows. We're not afraid to talk about penises.
That's right.
Okay, because we all have them, boys.
That's right.
So why not just fucking talk about it?
That's right.
Why not just fucking address the elephant in the room?
That's right.
And talk about his giant trunk. All right? Why not? Just say, hey, guys, why does our penis suck?
That's right.
Why? I'm just saying. We can talk about other things. I have...
Shut up. He thinks he's witty.
I have breaking news.
Oh, really?
What broke now? What?
No, Papa John broke.
Papa John?
Did you hear about this?
The pizza guy?
Yeah.
Somebody stole
his
car?
The guy, John himself, is no longer the CEO of Papa John's.
Oh, no.
He is no longer.
They stole his company.
No longer. Because he's causing headaches for the pizza chain.
What do you mean?
Okay.
He's making them work?
All right.
Too much mozzarella? What is it?
Forbes magazine reports that, by the way, his name is John Schatt. Schnatter? Schnatter.
You mean he's not Italian?
Schnatter. Is Schnatter? Is everyone going to help? Anyone going to help me? Schnatter?
Does it end in a vowel?
R.
R?
Which is not a vowel. It's a consonant.
So he can't be Italian.
Schnatter. What up, Lawrence? How are you, buddy? Lawrence listening to the Ham Radio Show.
Hi, baby.
All right, so it's a guy, dude. You just called a guy baby.
Well, then.
You checking him out?
He's deciding to be Sammy Davis now.
Hey, cuckoo ca-choo, baby. Ooh. All right, so Forbes magazine is saying John, the former, you know, Papa John, used the N-word during a conference call in May as part of a discussion about how to avert PR problems. So we used the N-word to teach us a lesson about how to steer clear of PR problems.
So he used it as a negative.
As an example, supposedly.
Yeah, an example of a negative.
Yes.
Like
all right.
So what's wrong with that?
Wait, when asked how he'd distance himself online from online racist groups, he complained that Colonel Sanders, you know, KFC, obviously competition with Papa John's.
Oh, there's a racist for you.
Colonel Sanders called blacks niggers.
Yeah.
And never faced any backlash.
Well, that's close.
Because the internet wasn't around when Colonel Sanders was on his plantation.
He had a lawn jockey on the side.
Yeah. Yeah, but he didn't freaking, he looks like a lawn jockey.
I know.
Colonel Sanders didn't have any form of social media.
Well, he was.
So he doesn't. Why would Colonel Sanders? It's a bad example.
So basically, it was said, but nobody blabbed about it.
Yeah.
That's all it comes down to.
Yeah, but my point being, it's a bad example to even use in the court, in the conference room, because Colonel Sanders saying it doesn't mean shit. If you said,
isn't the conference room supposed to be like closed doors? You could talk.
It used to be.
Not if you didn't sign
the press there or something?
No, but not if you didn't sign it like a non-disclosure agreement.
So in other words, all the people that work for him.
Somebody squealed.
Around saying, you know what he said?
Well, because there's probably some guy named Jackson or Johnson or somebody that took offense to him saying nigger in the conference room, Joe.
Did you just say that?
Yes.
I'm really getting in trouble now.
I'm using it as an example of what's in the story. I'm reporting
you're
news.
You're supposed to say N-word.
No, because then you still know what it is.
If I say
N-word, what word do you think it is? Nincompoop? It's still that word.
It's a pizza story, so I think Noid.
Noid?
Noid.
No, that's Domino's.
Same thing.
Noid. Avoid the Noid.
Fake pizza.
Papa John has acknowledged the comment, saying, regardless of the context, I apologize. Simply stated, racism has no place in our society.
Yeah.
Very good point.
We agree with that.
No.
Yes, but really? In this day and age, you cannot sit in a corporate environment. You can't do anything if you're in a corporate environment,
pretty
Joe.
Pretty much he was in his own environment.
I love when Joe rolls his eyes like Joe had a corporate job.
Well, you know.
Joe would be fired in a second. In a second.
He would have made it through the door.
I had people of many different nationalities working for me at one time.
That's not a corporate environment. Where were you working?
Well, I ran a factory.
Yes.
And it was like 40 people there, but they were all over the place.
That's blue collar. Blue collar. We're talking white collar.
We all got along.
White collar is
maybe
a different world.
Week, fuck you. I don't care what you think.
Wow. Yeah. It's a different world. White collar is a different world. You can't even, like, nowadays, this girl came into my work the other day, and she's wearing a beautiful dress. I was afraid to say,
that's a beautiful dress.
You look beautiful today, because she looks stunning.
See, if you compliment the dress, it's fine.
No, you could
say the dress is fine. I don't know who you are, what you are, or could care less, but that pattern is amazing, you know, and walk away.
Wow, nah, where did you get that taffeta?
How did you know that was taffeta?
Yeah.
And why are you touching it?
Yeah, let me touch that there.
I have to turn the air on, Joe. It's too fucking hot in here. So if you hear a hum in the studio, it's the air.
Anyway, they lost a lot of money in the stocks.
Yes, he did.
Mm. All because of this?
Yep.
No, this and the...
The world and the bad pizza.
This? No. This and the NFL stuff, that definitely did damage to Papa John's. There's no way. You can't dig yourself out of this hole, though.
How's the pizza?
I love Papa John's.
I never had it.
Out of all the shitty pizza, there's shitty pizza.
There's Domino's.
And then there's good pizza.
Yeah.
There's Pizza Hut, Domino's. This is how I rate them.
What's the other guy? Cereal?
No. You can't do it. That's the pizza. Little Caesar's on
Little
the list.
Caesar, yeah.
You can't do that. You're thinking CC's, which is a pizza buffet. Yeah, you can't do that one.
No.
Wait, hold on. Let me fucking finish my fucking idea.
You gotta finish it quick, because you gotta go somewhere.
Exactly, because fucking Joe won't shut the fuck up.
Pizza means a lot to
me. I'm going
to
say Papa John number one. Yeah. Papa John number one. Pizza Hut, very close, number two. Domino's, Little Caesars.
Really?
Yes.
What happened to Sbarro?
That doesn't count.
That's real Italian.
That doesn't count.
That's real pizza. That's
no, you can't get, first off, you can't get Sbarro delivered.
No, that's true. Yeah.
So that does not count. Sbarro was closer to actual pizza.
That's what I'm saying.
We're talking about shitty pizza, Billy.
Yeah, this is like a generic pizza.
Would you please get on track, William?
Yeah.
We're talking about shitty pizza.
That's right.
How dare you bring up good pizza?
You know.
Even a Sbarro.
It's a franchise.
Yes, but even Sbarro is good pizza. It's compared to, it's closer to a pizzeria than Papa John's is even remotely a pizzeria.
I wish I'd open up our own pizzeria. Let's make English muffin pizzas. That'd be great. Do you ever have an English muffin pizza?
Yes, poor man pizza.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
I think we should open up a place and sell them for like a buck a piece.
We're going to use ketchup and a and the government cheese slices.
You take an English muffin, you can make two out of one English muffin.
Billy has been poor his whole life. All right. When he's at Poor Man Pizza, he literally put his hand out. His mom put sauce and cheese on his hand. He goes, again?
Cheese. Wait, we got cheese?
Who could afford cheese?
Dad went to work that day, and he got cheese. I'm just saying. Do we really have to? Do we got a break now?
Yeah.
All right.
Actually,
let's break.
2 minutes ago. Here's
what
we'll do.
Who's counting? What are you, fucking Danny? Yeah. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. I promise you, when we come back, we'll stop talking about penises. We'll stop talking about the N-word. We'll stop talking about Joe. We might still talk about fucking shitty pizza. I don't know.
I like pizza.
We got a lot of stuff on the docket today. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these.
Ham Radio.
Occupation.
Stand-up philosophy.
What?
Stand-up philosophy. I coalesce the vapor of human experience into a viable and logical comprehension.
Oh, a bullshit artist.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs, come spend the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
Is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Aloha, this is Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Ed McMahon.
Hey, baby. This is Little Steven.
Hey, this is Alex Horsley from Fox's Family Guy.
Hey, this is Stone Cold Steve Austin. You're listening to Ham Radio. And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
Scott Tissue that I wish you saw. Side Captain, Mr. Know-It-All. I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you, because with the birds I'll share. With the birds I'll share.
Is the lonely. I do love when Joe answers the Facebook Live people in the Facebook Live suite, it comes up with my name.
Oh, it does.
And Joe is asking for naked pictures. And Marcus, bisexual Marcus, is the one that answers.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he goes, I do.
Anybody but Marcus.
Nah, Marcus, send a dick pic to Joe.
Okay.
718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show.
I want to see a girl with big tits.
Well, then say hi to Nikki.
Hey, Nikki.
Nikki in the Facebook Live suite. Kim has got some big titties, too. Kim is in there as well.
Oh, right.
So, just saying.
I promise you I will not put these pictures on the internet.
No, there's a lot of titties in the Facebook Live suite.
Oh, really?
It's the Ham Radio Show, by the way, live on, of course, hamradioshow.com. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. Yeah, Kim's the one. Remember, Kim is the hairdresser that wanted to sleep with a priest and masturbated to a priest. And Nikki just has giant titties. She's in Florida. She has very nice tits.
Everybody has big tits in Florida.
Yes.
It's the weather.
A lot of beautiful women in Florida.
Absolutely.
It's the humidity.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's moisture.
Yeah, but they do breed them better.
They do?
They do. Like, I got a girl that I know, Jen in Florida, another one beautiful. In Florida, they just grow them beautiful. It's what they do.
Nice.
Nikki's pretty hot. Nikki has. Oh no, Nikki's in Reno. I'm sorry, I forgot.
It's the Florida natural orange juice.
Well, Reno, it's legal.
Yeah, but Nikki has giant cans. Nikki, how big are your tits? Let me ask.
6 7/8
No, she's got. she's got big round, mounds with. With giant nips. Yeah, very nice.
Probably more than enough than you could dream about.
Oh, no, I've seen them. They're very nice. I've seen them in movement. I've seen them.
Oh, you really?
Stationary.
Have you motorboated them?
Nikki is a California Angel with 34 double Ds.
Oh, wow. That's very nice.
Joe, check your inbox. Marcus left you a dick pic.
Oh, no. Marcus.
Go ahead. I've seen Marcus's penis. It's he's got a big old black penis.
Yeah. It's remarkable.
Marcus didn't have any choice when he was a kid.
Nick is screaming out melons, big juicy melons.
Yes, that's what we want.
Yes,
honeydews.
Nikki, you saw my penis. Is it bad? You see my penis. Nikki, you see my penis.
Well, you won a penis contest. Oh, yes. You came in second.
No, I came in second.
Came in second.
I don't have a... Supposedly, I don't have a pretty penis.
Nice smile.
But I have a nice-looking penis. Yeah. That's what I was told.
Excellent.
Of course, Hammy.
Hammy, yeah.
Which, by the way, let's give Hammy a plug. Hammy works on Busted Open. He was hanging out with Chris Jericho.
Wonderful.
And Sirius XM. He's got a pretty penis. Okay. Not Chris Jericho.
That's right.
Although, I imagine it's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Hammy's got a pretty penis. Oh, as voted on by the fans. Yeah. And by the fans, we mean one chick.
He was on Facebook today, and he said he was crying. He's crying over Mr. Rogers, the Mr. Rogers movie.
The Mr. Rogers documentary.
I've never seen it. He's
like, you want to see
he says it's so good, he actually cried.
Wait, I'll get you the trailer for it.
Mr. Rogers.
It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood.
It looks really good. Because
he goes into, like, how he did the show, what he would do to make the show.
Wasn't he like some sort of Navy SEAL or something?
Well, that
like
was
that?
The rumor.
That's
going
a rumor,
around,
yeah.
That he performed, he was part of the military, him, Captain Kangaroo, and who else? There was another one.
Wasn't Julia
thing.
Child a.
Yeah,
everybody, not just the kid show hosts.
They pushed on that. I never did check it completely.
Bye, Nikki. Because
some of it said they
what
did,
up, Ralph?
But some. No, I don't know.
Wait, they're hold on, Joe. True. Here's Mr. Rogers trailer. Really? Let's get that bigger.
Well, what is this, a documentary about him or something?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yes.
Oh. All right, let's show you. This is Won't You Be My Neighbor, Joe. Ooh. Won't You Be My Neighbor.
Yeah, a stupid puppet show. Yeah.
Well, he has his
there's
stupid
reasons for that,
yes,
though.
Pay attention to the documentary. Oh.
A television program for children made its unauspicious debut on station WQED in Pittsburgh. Its host, Fred Rogers.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
I want to tell you something.
What would you like to tell?
I like you.
I like you, my dear. Thank you very much for telling me that.
Kid Talk. toucher.
He takes all of the elements that make good toucher.
Did you just call him a kid toucher?
He reached out and touched the little girl, didn't he? He said, I like you.
It's not the
hey,
same.
Hey.
He didn't reach under her dress and touch her.
Hey, that's because the camera was on. But we know what he was thinking.
That is true.
I always worried about
that. I know
that
it's
guy.
Not true.
No. I'm saying, I'm reading that Nick is pointing out that Hammy did cry over a kitty. Remember
that?
Yeah,
something like that.
So,
yeah. Hammy's a very sensitive individual.
Billy, check your messages from Giggles. Mm-hmm. She has to write you.
Bring home the pizza.
It's very important. Back on the Mr. Rogers.
Okay.
Television and do the exact opposite. You have Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Low production values, simple set, unlikely star. Yet, it worked.
Hello. I've always felt that I didn't need to put on a funny hat or jump through the hoop to have a relationship with
the
child.
It's not a
He's
voice
trying to get a message across in every show.
A week?
Are you being hypnotized by Mr. Rogers?
Well, yeah, I kind of like him now.
Won't you be my neighbor?
Yeah.
Hi, neighbor.
Sure.
It's me, Mr. Rogers. Take off your clothes, neighbor. Come on, neighbor. Show me your clitoris, neighbor. Come on.
And this is when the train would come by.
And it's a trolley, you fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Not a fucking train.
You think he was an alcoholic?
It might have been.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nah, I don't think so.
Most of those guys drink off stage.
Shut up, Joe, before I smash you in the fucking face with some rumble
mix. Offstage? They were drinking on stage. What do you mean?
You want to fight Mr. Rogers, bitch? Well, let's go.
I hear you're a tough guy.
Come on, be my neighbor.
Okay.
On death.
What does assassination mean?
On divorce.
Some people get married, and after a while, they're so unhappy that they don't want to be married anymore.
He was radical. I know everyone says that, but he was radical.
They didn't want black people to come and swim in their swimming pools. My being on the program was a statement for Fred.
He tried to wash the black off the black guy's feet.
Did he really?
No.
No, he didn't.
Wow. He was washing with the black man.
He was
showing racial unity.
Of course he was. He was a good man.
I'm
beginning to like him.
I was being humorous.
Oh.
A neighborhood was a place where at times that you felt worried, scared, unsafe, would take care of you.
Right.
He had a singular vision of kindness and love.
Love is at the root of everything. All learning, all relationships, love or the lack of it. Children have very deep feelings, just the way everybody does. There must be times when you do feel blue. I'm not feeling blue right now, though.
Me neither.
Me neither!
Won't you be my neighbor? Well, I suppose it's an invitation. It's an invitation for somebody to be close to you. The greatest thing that we can do is to help somebody know that they're loved and capable of loving.
Hi, neighbor.
Won't you please, won't you please?
Hi, neighbor.
Please, won't you be
a neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Coming in, it's out now, so you got to find it. But
you imagine if it's a Navy SEAL going up to the enemy going,
hi, neighbor.
Hi, neighbor.
And just blows the fucking brains out.
I'm about to blow your brains out.
Yes.
According to Giggles, that man was a living saint.
He probably was. Yeah. He probably was a very nice man who just got caught up in being a crazy person.
He wasn't a crazy person.
Well, he was a Navy SEAL. You said, don't they kill people?
We don't know if he was a Navy SEAL. Could someone find out if he was a Navy SEAL before Joe throws out more fake news?
No, I just thought he was like
and besmirches the name.
Like he was a CIA guy or something.
Of
like
Mr.
That
Rogers.
Was Chuck
Barris. Oh, Chuck Barris was the CIA.
Chuck Barris was in that, yeah. The guy from the Gong Show.
Yeah,
that's not Mr. Rogers. Fred Rogers
was
a guy who had a dream, much like Uncle Eddie.
Yeah.
Had a dream to take a shitty show.
It was shitty.
Much like this one.
Pretty bad.
And bring it out to America.
Yeah.
And show them that he was much more than puppets and trolleys and black men's and kiddie pools.
Yeah.
That he wanted just to show America that he could entertain and educate, Joe.
Ooh.
Just like the Ham Radio Show.
Oh.
That's what my vision is.
I don't know.
Have you met Billy? He's our biggest Muppet on the show. There's 14 men working Billy right now.
Billy's a curmudgeon.
Yes.
A curmudgeon.
There's 14 puppeteers working Billy right now.
That's right. Somebody's three
of, and none of them got my hand on my
no,
head.
No, he's said it already.
Not one.
No, there's a guy with his hand up your ass. Yes.
There isn't one.
Something's brown.
Can they get something right?
I don't know.
Excuse me, everything.
Do they
else?
Get it right or did they get it wrong, Billy?
Just
saying. Was Fred Rogers a Navy SEAL? Can you please? It appears.
You're
looking it up.
It appears that Joe is wrong.
Wait. I gotta. It has. It's not fucking yes or no. It's fucking 75,000 other things.
Hi, neighbor. I killed me a whole bunch of gooks in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Hi, neighbor. Let's go to, let's see, wait, of course, Nick found it before Billy.
They say the reason he wore the sweaters was to cover up his military tattoos.
That's horseshit.
He was a sniper.
I call horseshit on that.
Maybe he had
I know,
a
but
up,
it, this is what I'm
saying.
He
wasn't
seeing.
A Nazi.
Well, you never know.
Hi, Nazis. Hi, Nazis.
Why?
Sieg Heil Hitler.
I have
Sieg
a
does anybody remember when he gave everybody the bird?
Yes.
He gave everybody the bird?
No, he gave supposedly the crew. There's a black and white picture of him.
Yes. Doing the picture?
Show Joe. I've seen him before.
There's the picture.
He's supposedly
he's young in that picture.
Yeah, it was like in the beginning stage of the show.
No, he looks like Lee Harvey Oswald.
Somebody said somebody had said something stupid to him, and he flipped off to the crew member who said it.
You think he could have been Lee Harvey Oswald?
No, he was the second. He was the second shooter on the grassy knoll.
Well, no, you know that would be a perfect cover. You know, like
hi neighbor, click clack, boosh.
No, like you know, they think they killed Lee Harvey Oswald.
Well,
no,
it
but
would,
he came back as Mr. Rogers.
It would explain. Hold on, it would explain the magic bullet because
who else
besides a man from the land of make believe could
right.
make a bullet that would hit four people?
That's right.
And only been shot from one gun.
That's right.
Because it rode the
I'd like to know where he was on that day. If
so
he was
anyway.
On the Grassy Knoll or something, you know?
Down and to the left.
Yeah.
So anyway, he
down
never served in the military.
And to the left.
He did?
Yeah, he never served in the military. There are no gaps in his career where he
well,
could
sure,
have done
he was
so.
Undercover.
He went straight into college after high school.
Yeah.
I'm in witness protection, neighbor.
Moved into TV work after graduating college. And that's...
And he wasn't
that's
in the
it.
CIA?
He never, no.
You sure?
None of that, yeah.
He was undercover.
They sent him out to infiltrate the
records.
Youth of America.
He was either in the Navy SEALs,
yeah,
or he witnessed a mob hit, and his cover...
Or he's Lee Harvey Oswald.
No, he's not Lee Harvey
Oswald.
Are
you sure?
I'm pretty sure of it.
Could be.
I'm
quite sure, because Jack Ruby shot Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, but that's the whole cover. He's not really dead. You know, they think he's dead. And then this way they got off.
So what you're saying is that Lee Harvey Oswald went on to... He became Fred Rogers.
Absolutely.
And then went on to have host.
Did you ever see Lee Harvey Oswald and Fred Rogers in the room at the same time?
Twice.
Never.
They were both drunk.
Never. They were.
I've seen it.
And yet, during the 70s, his name was Chuck Barris.
His name was Chuck Barris.
And he hosted
right.
the Gong Show.
That's right.
You see.
Funny guy.
I am fucking lost. I don't understand. So basically what Joe is saying is that he's Lee Harvey Oswald.
Lee Harvey Oswald, Mr. Rogers, and Chuck
Barris. And Chuck Barris, all rolled into one.
It's the perfect cover. It's the perfect cover when you think you killed a guy.
Yes, if you're mildly...
And he really dead, then he goes on to do something else.
If you were mildly retarded, it's exactly what I would think, too.
I'm thinking perhaps...
just like him.
He did Tupac and Biggie,
did he
too.
Shoot Tupac and Biggie as well?
It was the same cover.
You know something? It could be like, you know... What's that assassin? I have too many roads to go. You give him a phone call and you say something.
The Zodiac?
Out, yeah, and you go out and shoot John Lennon.
So now you're saying that Fred Rogers was the Zodiac killer.
That's right. Could have been.
As well.
Could have been.
I don't like where this is headed.
No, the CIA has these guys, these moles.
Are you blaming most of every murder that is unsolved in America?
Well, not on Fred.
On
exactly.
Fred Rogers.
I'm telling you, what the CIA has these moles.
I'm trying to understand.
These guys like
on his brethren.
Like when they wanted to
maybe
kill
there was
Reagan.
A cult. Maybe there was a cult.
What was the guy who shot Reagan?
These are the guys that got away.
Hinckley. Shot Reagan. Hinckley, not Kinkley.
They, all they got to do is give the guy a phone
Jesus.
Call and say, you know, say a poem or something like that. You know, I have too many roads to sleep in.
He was a Manchurian candidate.
That's the guy, the Manchurian candidate. And he goes to the Manchuria.
So he's brainwashed?
Absolutely.
These are the people that escaped fucking Charlie's compound.
Yeah. Could have been.
Before the police raided.
Yeah. What do you think? Like, they didn't want to get rid of John Lennon? They sent out a Manchurian candidate to get him. Same thing with Reagan. They sent out a Manchurian candidate. These weird guys, they give them the phone call, they go, they don't even know they're doing it.
Oh, by the way, before you get there, stop by the bookstore, pick up this book.
Yeah, you know.
We need to sell more copies.
Okay. Mm.
Absolutely. I'm just mesmerized by Joe's stupidity.
No, these things happen every day. Every political assassination is done by a Manchurian candidate. That's the guy, I know. I saw the movie. Did you see the movie?
I've seen both, even the remake.
I've seen both, yeah.
It doesn't mean that it's real, Joe.
Oh, sure. I think Frank Sinatra did it better, though.
Did you get... Yeah.
Although I like Denzel Washington. Mm. I saw a movie with Denzel Washington the other day. It's a terrible movie, but he's such a good actor.
Okay.
Denzel Washington. That this movie was... I had to watch it all the way
so
through.
So what was it called?
White Man Can't Jump.
No,
That's Wesley Snipes!
He plays a kinky lawyer. Isaac somebody.
John something, Esquire the Third
right,
or something.
Right, that's the movie. But have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
That was the last one that he had out, right?
Yeah, now he's doing Equalizer 2.
The movie, the story is ridiculous. It's terrible.
What is the story? Tell me the
story.
Well,
he's basically like a activist lawyer.
Okay.
But he's a little wacky.
He's a little wackadoo.
Yeah, he's a little wackadoo.
Like you.
And he's worked like behind the scenes of a big-time civil rights lawyer.
For all the others,
yeah.
All right.
And this big-time civil rights lawyer passes away. And a big firm takes over the company.
Okay.
You know, that he's basically
conglomerate
working
came
for.
In yes. And swallowed him up.
Exactly. And, but he's the type
what are you,
of guy.
Sweet fucking Joe? Shut up!
He's sort of like a guy who says what's on his mind. You don't care who you are or what you are. He'll insult you, like, you know.
Yeah.
He has the personality of furniture.
Okay.
But he's
he's like Billy.
Yeah. And, you know, like I'm telling you, the story is horrible. The movie is horrible. But he's so good, an actor. You know.
So then is the movie horrible then? If he's good.
But if
the acting prowess
takes
over.
Look,
let me ask the question first.
Okay.
If the actor is fucking phenomenal
in
the movie, does that thus turn the movie from shit to fucking shiny? Does it make it good?
Well, he certainly earns his money, I'll tell you that. Because he took a shit movie and made it watchable.
But that's what I'm saying. So does that make the movie shit or does it make it good?
No, the movie's shit. The movie is shit. But if you like Denzel Washington...
But how is the movie shit if it's good?
Well,
like, if Denzel makes it good.
It's like a
catch-22. The idea of what he did was good, but the way they presented it sucked.
No, he plays the character so well,
So you expect a part two.
And he's like a real actor. You know, certain actors, they play themselves all the time. Who they are, you know, they're always the play. He could be this guy, he could be that guy.
He has a great range.
He could be anybody.
Which I'm agreeing with you, but that's what I'm saying. So as such, because this has happened in other movies, it's not just the Denzel thing. Denzel
is great.
He's a great
example.
The
movie's not. But Denzel is great.
Yeah, but can anyone else think of another movie that sucked, but the acting was good?
We'll find out.
Well, there's probably a lot of movies that like that, but I mean, like.
But who do you think?
Well, I don't know. He's like a national treasure. This guy,
Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal sucks.
Yeah,
it's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Hey guys, it's Al.
Jeez, where you been, Al?
Al Rivaderci.
Yeah.
I've been interning during the summer, so it's been tough.
Al, we have a question. We have two questions. We'd like to do Q&A. Would you like to do...
Yeah, sure. What's up?
All right. Would you like to do question A or question B?
Question B.
Okay, question B. It's not about penises. Question B is, name a movie that the rest of the movie sucks, but an actor in the movie is so good that he makes the movie good. Or they make the movie good, the woman or the...
Like an actor makes the movie.
An actor makes the movie, but the rest of the movie sucks donkey dick.
That's a subjective question.
No, it's not. Let's see, let's see what he says.
I'm trying to think. Like,
Al watched a lot of porn,
so he
has to break it down.
I think what makes a movie... God, I think who made the movie great was... Oh, shit. I think... Oh, man.
It's only a 2-hour show, Al. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. If anything, I got to give it to Robin Williams in practically like any movie that he's in.
What movie?
But what movie? What in particular Robin Williams movie
sucks?
We're
talking about a bad movie. With
Let's
good
go with Dead Poets Society. Let's start with Dead Poets Society.
Wait, hold on for a minute. You're going to say, hold on, wait a minute. I have to yell it out. Yeah. You're going to say Dead Poets Society sucks as a movie?
The story is good, but the movie's not that great.
Shut up.
It was good. It was engaging. But then Robin Williams just elevated to like such a level where it's just like everyone just keeps quoting it.
But he is the linchpin of that movie. Of course, he's going to be... the greatest thing since sliced bread in that movie. But the rest of the movie doesn't suck.
Well,
how about Cadillac Man?
Okay, that's a great example.
That's a good example.
Cadillac Man is a horrible fucking movie.
Yeah.
But Robin Williams is so funny in Cadillac Man that he makes...
I can hear that.
So we could take Al's Robin Williams, even though he shit the bed with Dead Poets Society.
Yeah. We just get the right movie.
And then Cadillac Man from Billy to save... That's a perfect example.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, that'd definitely be a better example.
Cadillac Man, he is so fucking funny. Tim Robbins sucks in Cadillac Man.
He does, and he's a good actor, too.
He's horrible in that movie. But Robin Williams saves the day.
Yeah.
Saves the fucking day.
Absolutely.
In that movie.
Well, I think that was like Tim Robbins' first movie or something.
Really. I don't give a shit. He was horrible.
He was like a kid.
He was a learning.
Al, how are you? What else is going on in your life?
Hey, Al, do you think Lee Harvey Oswald is really Fred Rogers? Lee Harvey Oswald is really Fred Rogers. He didn't really die. He became Fred Rogers.
Yes, Joe's theory was that Jack Ruby did not kill Lee Harvey Oswald.
They just took him away in the gurney and then they let him go.
And then what happened was that Lee Harvey Oswald...
Where's his body?
...went from the Dallas... the parking lot where he gets shot.
That's right.
They wrap him up. They throw him in a truck. They send him to Pittsburgh.
Right.
And then he starts making children's programming under the name.
What a great cover, right, man?
Fred Rogers.
What a cover.
What about the new? Like, what are the news saying? They're like, they didn't confirm his death, did they? I remember that. Like, it was all over the news when, like, oh shit, like Lee Harvey Oswald got shot. Like, what the hell?
There's a picture of Jack Ruby shooting Lee Harvey Oswald.
That was staged. How else do you think he got so close?
I didn't see any blood. Did you see blood?
Black and white, so I couldn't see blood.
This holds no bearing for Joe. He doesn't give a fuck about facts.
It didn't happen.
So, I'm just saying, Mr. Lawyer, Al, let's throw this off the table for a second. Joe says there was no blood. So, therefore, there was no shot.
There's nothing. What is he? When a big actor. Forget it. I could have done that myself.
He didn't fucking act. He got shot.
Oh, it didn't even hurt.
Al, what's going on with you, buddy boy?
I know. It's like, once I wrap up this internship thing, I can, like, relax for a bit. I can probably go see, like, NXT TakeOver maybe in August. I'm looking forward to just, like, have that little bit of leeway time in between my internship and my second law school year. Oh. Just... have a bit more fun.
Are you my lawyer yet?
Yeah. I'm about to enter my second year of law school, so not yet.
Oh, you fucking suck.
I know, right?
He hasn't got much time.
Yeah, I need a fucking lawyer. We can't be fucking dilly-dallying.
Absolutely.
Sir.
So you know a lot of words in Latin.
We attempt to get sued a lot.
Yeah. What do you think about Brown versus the Board of Education?
Well.
Brown v. Board of Education was a landmark case, because then that was the beginning of like the desegregation in schools, because that now that the Supreme Court has struck down, like, okay, Plessy v. Ferguson gone, like all these other cases that
have
reinforced
a
concept of racism, Brown v. Board of Education finally got the attention that it deserved.
How about Roe v. Wade? I want to sound like
Roe v. Wade was a landmark case because it gave the women the right to choose, formally recognized by the Supreme Court. And when you're recognized by the Supreme Court, that means other courts have to follow along with it. If people want to go against it.
Speaking of Supreme Court, what do you think of Kavanaugh being our new nominee from the Orange Court?
Arguably, out of all the other candidates that were at least in the picking field for President Trump, he just stands out so much. He just has so much credentials. He literally goes on the track to the Supreme Court. He took like every single route that justices have gone before, like from, you know, being raised in Washington, D.C., coming from a family that, you know, like his mother taught public school in the capital. He went to, you know, his Ivy League school education. He clerked for Justice Kennedy. He did pretty much everything that he had to do to prove to himself that, like, he does belong on the Supreme Court.
He grew
now
himself.
His ideology, yeah, is. I can find some issue with that, because even though that when President Trump announced his nomination and he would say that, you know, he would be open-minded, he would try to do this, unfortunately, when people look at his track record, he has been shown to have a conservative slant on some of his decisions.
Right.
And a lot of people are saying that, if he gets confirmed by the Senate, then that means he goes on to a 5-person majority in the Supreme Court. So conservatives have a control on that. However,
this
of course,
is our legal
even
analyst.
They identify as conservative. Yeah, they could be different.
This is our legal analyst.
Yeah,
the Ham Radio Show's legal analyst.
Yeah, and so with that 5-person majority, of course, even though they lean conservative, of course, maybe not all the time they would lean conservative. I'm trying to remember the Supreme Court case where it was pretty much the liberals and the conservatives, but Neil Gorsuch, he actually sided with the liberals on a particular case, but the name of the case is in popping up on the top of my head. So it was a little bit of a surprise, but, you know, we could see how the consistency goes for at least how Supreme Court cases are decided. And a lot of people think, okay.
I have one follow-up question. Does Gorsuch sound... Mm-hmm. Like a venereal disease.
Yeah. I have a reasonable doubt now.
Yeah. Like, hey, my wife has a case of the Gorsuch.
Oh, Gorsuch. It's an itch. I think it's too much.
Yeah.
His name was like Gorge or something like that. I was thinking like Gore, like Rhino Gore, but then if it's Gorsuch, I was like, I can actually picture that in my mind, which is a very bad picture to see. But yeah,
So people will be calling him horse shit in no time.
Yeah.
Well, that's Gorsuch. We got Kavanaugh as the new guy that's going to get nominated. He got the nomination, going to go out there.
Well, he's been
He's going to... Because I remember in the Lamar case of Plessy versus Ferguson.
Yeah. I thought Roe versus Wade was about getting in or out of the boat.
Roe versus Wade. Yeah. Holy fuck, I just got that. That wasn't a bad joke. That wasn't a horrible joke. I was going to say that was the best fight I ever saw, Roe versus Wade. I remember. Do you remember the great case of Tyson versus Holyfield?
I remember that.
That was a great case.
That was a good case.
And then he bit the ear off of him.
That's true.
That was good.
Chewed his ear off.
Yeah, they're the same. Never again.
That's a default.
Never again. Al, thanks for calling, buddy.
Yeah. In
closing.
No problem. I'm glad to talk to you guys.
Hey, can I hear a fuck you, Joe?
Hey, fuck you, Joe.
That's Al, our legal analyst.
That's my buddy.
Not my lawyer yet, piece of shit. Lazy motherfucker. Be my lawyer already. What else we got here?
Let's get to the point.
Well, from Kim. Kim writes, to me, a movie that sucks, and it totally does suck. What? Years ago, she watched a movie called Cruising. It was about a serial killer who killed gay men.
Ooh. Al Pacino.
Played the police officer who goes undercover to catch them. The movie still sucked, even with Al Pacino, and he's a great actor.
Well, yeah. Well,
so she's doing the opposite. She's saying that
he didn't save
the movie.
Yeah.
She's just jealous. She didn't get to go to any cubby holes.
Like, I've seen a couple of early De Niro movies, like where he's the only thing good in the movie. But not lately. Lately, he's just horrible. It's just...
All right. Anyway, we got to go to break.
He's very southern now. Al Pacino. It's very like, he forgot where he came from, and now he's like, hoo-ah, let me tell you, she's got a great ass. Yeah. You know, like, he's very southern in his delivery, as opposed to when he first started.
He first thought he was an actor.
Yeah.
Now he's not an actor. He phones it in. He says, give me the money, I'll be there.
It's easier that way.
Wouldn't you?
How to a certain point.
He's 108 years old, Joe.
Yeah, but, you know, I hate to see people who have the talent. He has the talent. You know, to do great roles. Maybe his great roles get to come. Like Brando in The Godfather, you know. He screwed up his whole career.
Brando only screwed up because he likes eating waffles.
Well, he was crazy.
All right. That was all it was.
Could have been a contender, but no,
he could have been somebody. He could have been a contender.
Well, you know, maybe De Niro's Godfather movie is still to come. Because, you know, he has the tools, but, you know, he's... now he just makes shit movies. He just doesn't give a fuck.
You know? Wow, because they don't have anything good to offer.
Oh, there's always a good movie out there. It's a matter of you just pick your right role, and not because they're paying you $10 million.
Where are we supposed to go?
I'll open up another restaurant. You know
why are you helping him out? Why are you putting fuel on this fucking garbage fire over here?
It wasn't.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break. We might talk more movies, more wine, more women, more song. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these.
And this is Ham Radio.
Gentlemen,
Uncle Eddie.
He may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. You're listening to Ham Radio with Uncle Eddie.
Smith, come on.
All right.
Every time we look in the mirror, all these lies,
your face getting clearer. 718-577-1389.
You're spending the night with Brett Jarman, Bill Brett.
Absolutely. Come on! It's the Ham Radio Show, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. We are live, hamradioshow.com. Billy, have you been following this LeSean McCoy story?
Who's he?
The running back for the Buffalo Bills, who apparently they're alleging that he orchestrated this whole big thing while he's away.
What do you mean? Explain to me, because I don't understand what you're doing.
He put all this into motion by setting it up and planning the whole details and sending these
people.
Well,
explain to Joe and the audience what you're talking about.
Sent these people to his house to get the ex or the girlfriend or whatever out. But he's in Florida while all of this happens,
it's like plausible deniability. I didn't know anything about
it. Very smart.
So that's what they're saying he's doing, but nobody knows the facts of anything yet, as far as I know.
She's only his girlfriend, right? So get the fuck out.
Ex-wife
wanted
him.
Here's what I'm hearing. LeSean McCoy denies beating up his ex. Football star LeSean McCoy is playing defense today. But not on the gridiron. He's denied a claim that he beat up his ex-girlfriend, Delisha Corden. A photo of her alleged bloody body, where she was all battered up, is making the internet rounds this morning. It was posted by a friend who also claimed that McCoy has beaten his dog into kidney failure. Jesus Christ, this guy's batting 1,000. And threatened to beat his son for peeing the bed and used steroids. These are all the things he's denying that he did, but everyone else is saying that he did. And not only did he beat up the girlfriend, supposedly, allegedly, let's just say allegedly.
Well, the steroids, they checked them like just like crazy.
Well, it makes you go nutty.
Yeah, but if he's taking steroids in the NFL, man, forget about it. They check these guys with drug tests all the time.
They do, but
yeah, but a lot of them get away with a lot of shit. The NFL is the weirdest fucking organization.
It's almost as bad as baseball.
Yeah, but no, it's worse. You can beat the shit out. Who's the dude that was on the elevator that beat the shit? Was it Ray Lewis?
No.
Not Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis is the one that killed the guy. What was the...
Allegedly killed the guy.
Oh, he knocked out his wife or something. He knocked his wife out.
Knocked the girlfriend out.
On the
Rice.
Elevator. It was, we saw him do it.
Rice.
Yeah. Rice. Ray Rice. Ray Rice.
Yeah, but she was annoying him.
Well, that's fine. I'm just saying as much.
So he had a reason.
I'm just saying with when you have like spousal abuse cases, we seem to forgive real fast. In his,
He has a comeback.
No, I'm just saying,
he's never come back. There was a guy on the L.A. Kings, one of the defensemen, Voinov or whatever.
Yeah.
He had accusations. They cut him loose. And it was all those were found to be not true.
They will all be joining the XFL. I'm hearing the XFL in 2020.
Could be.
But McCoy issued a statement saying, for the record, the totally baseless and offensive claims made against me today on social media are completely false.
Yeah.
Furthermore,
I don't take steroids.
No, see, it's very. When you say furthermore in your quote,
there's more to it.
There's more to it. There's more further.
Yeah. It sounds good.
Furthermore, I have not had any direct contact with any of these people involved in months. Yeah. McCoy filed a lawsuit against Corden last month to evict her from her home. That he owns in Georgia. In legal papers, he says that they are no longer in a relationship, but he let her live there.
Oh, so in other words, he bought her a house.
For 5 months, rent-free, by the way.
He bought the house. She was, they were together.
Yeah.
And she's been there, staying there.
So, basically...
she was squatting.
If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Damn right.
No, I mean, after all, I mean, if you're only a girlfriend, I mean, after all, you take the perks while it's happening, but if it's not happening anymore, get the fuck out, man.
Well, Joe, you take the good, you take the bad,
yeah,
you take them both,
I agree,
and then you have the facts of life.
That's right.
The facts of life. Also in the news, if that was not one football player story, we got another one, it seems. Adam Pac-Man Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And make it fucking rain, bitches.
Damn right. Cincinnati Bengals star Adam Pac-Man Jones.
He beats his wife, too?
No, takes enough of a beating during the football season. He shouldn't have to be hit during the offseason. Unfortunately, he found himself having to defend himself in an airport in Atlanta. All right.
Not Atlanta.
This supposedly just happened. This is only a couple of not that long ago. Tuesday night, so it happened on the overnight, but it's only being reported now. Jones, who currently is a free agent, had just arrived at the Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. Yeah. When walking through the terminal with a female companion, he was approached by an airport employee who made a gesture towards him. Anybody want to guess the gesture?
I guess it's the figure. Right?
Yeah, probably. It was like that Mr. Rogers picture. Yeah.
Either that or it was, you know, like a...
Suck it? Maybe suck it?
What kind of gesture?
No, like a... Suck my dick!
The referee motion for a, you know, 15-yard...
Foul ball.
Good like that. No, foul balls.
5 yards.
Joe's just calling
flag on the play.
Joe's like, I know terms in sports.
Yeah.
Foul ball.
That's right.
Foul ball.
Double play.
He was giving him the business.
Ooh, not the business.
Still one of the best fucking ones that ever came up.
Giving him the business.
He's down here giving him the business.
I gave him the business. When Jones confronted the man, the two got into a verbal altercation. Then the employee fucking punched Jones, causing
a pretty big employee,
causing a laceration on his face. He was allegedly, and he also allegedly hit Jones' companion. So he supposedly hit the girl as well.
Big follow through.
Jones tackled the man, at which point police jumped in and determined that the employee was the primary aggressor.
He didn't have the ball.
Yeah. It was a fucking interception.
Unnecessary roughness.
Exactly.
Yes. Look at Joe with the football term. I was the primary aggressor and arrested him for battery. Jones and his companion declined medical attention.
You know, it could have been one of those guys that wants a rich, famous guy to hit him so they can collect money off him.
Of course.
So they provoked them, you know?
Well, that's what I...
The old Alec Baldwin syndrome.
Well, that's what I originally thought this George Clooney fucking story was. Did you hear about George Clooney in Italy?
Yeah, he had a motorcycle accident.
Yeah, he was riding his little fucking scooter.
Well, perhaps you shouldn't ride into the front of a fucking truck.
Yeah, no, it was an SUV.
I heard he landed on the windshield.
Yeah, but his face hit the windshield, and now he looks like me. Ooh. And he's supposedly out of the hospital. He's being monitored.
Oh.
Isn't
his wife a doctor?
I don't know if she's a lawyer.
She's a lawyer.
She's a lawyer.
I thought she was a lawyer and a doctor.
No, she's not a lawyer and a doctor.
Joe, you have some weird fantasies.
Did she discover penicillin or something like that?
I don't even know how to follow that. Why would you think that she discovered penicillin?
Is he a vegetarian?
He's just like me. He's a Methodist.
I don't know.
You
she could have. You know.
I still can't get over the fact that I'm reading this and he's 65. No, he's not 65.
He's 65, George Clooney.
Wait, adding insult to injury, he's 65. No, wait, hold on for a minute. Now I got to read this fucking article.
Oh,
Jesus.
I never read the article.
The 65-year-old man who was driving the Mercedes that hit Clooney said he didn't. He had no fucking clue that he had hit a human being.
No clue.
No clue.
Have you seen the video?
I had no Clooney.
No Clooney.
Have you seen the video?
Yeah.
I've seen it. It looks like there's two bikes going.
One makes
one
it around
swerves,
perfectly.
And then Clooney just sort of goes right into the front of him.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not a good rider.
Perhaps not. Helmet first into the windshield.
At least he had a helmet on.
Helmet first.
But when I first heard...
German guards at the camp.
Das Helmet first. Helmet first.
Helmet first.
Hot helmet! Get in here, helmet!
He's a Nazi.
How you doing? It's me, helmet.
Nazi.
I did not see George Clooney hit my window.
Nazi. I didn't have a clue that I hit Clooney. He was a Nazi.
I did not see him.
Yes.
Where did he hit? Over here.
Over there.
Over there.
But everywhere.
He hit everywhere. His body just went everywhere. I didn't know
George Clooney was a Nazi.
He's not a Nazi.
You sure?
Clooney's not a Nazi.
He just told me.
No, he didn't. The driver did not see.
Oh, the driver was a Nazi.
Did not see Clooney.
Oh, the driver was a Nazi. A lot of Nazis running around Italy. There really is. You know?
The driver apparently was blinded by something.
Blinded by the light.
Well, he didn't have a clue he hit Clooney.
Wrapped up like a douche, you know, the roller in the night. Yeah. Blinded by the light.
All right, great.
I got Nick is what sending me we, Nick is sending thing? Me American Dad cartoons.
Oh, okay, is that what it was?
That's nice of him.
thank you.
Thank you, Nick.
I'm sure there's a reason for it.
Please feel free when you're in the Facebook Live suite to send us anything you want.
And we okay. Naked please, pictures would be perfect.
Please click on Nick's Nick's.
No penis.
I believe Nikki did send me, not Nick, Nikki, the girl from before,
yeah,
the one from Reno, I think she did send me some naked pictures. So.
Nipples? Did you see nipples?
No, I think it's all vag, which is nice. I enjoy a good vag picture.
Yeah.
I don't mind a good, a nice vag picture is not the best.
I like women who are scantily clothed.
Who doesn't like women that are scantily clothed?
You know, like if they're totally naked, it's like, yeah. Okay.
You really don't like to just look at a naked chick
and
she's naked?
I don't think it's bad, but I'd rather see them like with the, like the very sexy clothes on, very sexy. I like sexy.
What do you consider?
Yeah.
What do you consider very sexy?
Anything that I'm not supposed to see.
Which is all of it.
Well, yeah. So, you know,
so does the girl start out in a parka and then start stripping off her clothes?
That would be nice. That's nice.
You like that?
That's okay.
Like a big wool parka?
Uh-huh.
You got a lot of spare time, don't
like
you?
Like she's hunting fucking penguins?
Well, actually, I like pleated skirts and boots. You ever see a girl
that's
wear...
That's the 60s influence on you.
I think that's true, yeah.
I like the, uh-huh, the 60s.
Pleated skirts and boots. Knee-high boots or something. It was
right.
Nice.
What's up, Kevin Foley in the Facebook the Live suite.
Kevin!
He's hanging out, watching, and listening to the Ham Radio Show.
Peel.
Right here on HamRadioShow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. By the way, phone line's still operational and ready to go for you. 718-577-1389. Exactly. Emma Peel from the Avengers?
Yeah.
All
right. Right?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good looking
boy. Did you see her on Game of Thrones, though? She got ugly.
I have never watched an episode of Game of Thrones.
You should be shocked.
I have never watched. I have literally.
Someday you got to binge it. It's like, it'll take you 2 weeks to binge it.
No, it'll take you more than that, right?
It's 7 seasons, something like that.
I saw, but I've seen like clips. Like I saw when the Red Wedding happened. I watched the Red Wedding.
Yeah, it's a very good show.
I watched when the Emilia Clarke there. Anytime she got naked on that show, I've seen.
There's a lot of nudity
because
on that show.
Yeah. She is without question. I love her.
Like if they put that show on regular TV, they're going to destroy it.
Cause it'll be 10 seconds long.
10 seconds long. Yeah.
They couldn't put it on regular
TV. I'd say, and the last seasons with the battle scenes were like movie quality. I mean, really like movies.
Dude, it's HBO. What did you expect? You expected poor quality?
No, I mean like there's something like when you're doing something for TV, the production value isn't really as good as what they do for movies.
Yes, but
not on this show. This show, the production value is good.
HBO.
Well, yeah.
That's like you. Anything that's on HBO, has money behind it beyond words.
No, I absolutely understand.
So
that,
of course there's going to be a high budget when it comes to the production value.
I can't wait for the last seven episodes. They're going to put.
There's only seven episodes left.
That's it.
And that's it, it's done.
It's like a half a season.
Run it down.
And that's
so
it.
Like, is it called Game Over?
Game Over.
Like, seriously, explain to me what the fucking Game of Thrones is.
Well, it's basically like it's an ongoing story about seven kingdoms.
Yeah,
seven
something
different
to
kingdoms,
that effect.
And they're all in competition with each other.
Yeah.
You know, and there's... You know, and there's dragons. I mean, really dragons.
Well, that's the chick I like, the queen of dragons.
Yeah, she's something.
Because she gets naked and she has a fucking amazing ass. Her ass is amazing. Her tits are okay, but her ass is amazing. Yeah,
they're all okay. All the broads in there are okay.
Yeah, but she's
the best.
There
ain't no ugly broads in that show.
She's the best.
They get I think maybe back in the old days there was no ugly.
Dude, I would eat her ass if she had right after Taco Bell.
You think so?
In a second.
Two asses, one cup.
In a second. Wow. All right, so back on the Game of Thrones. Explain it. Because I'm looking for shows.
Well, it's very hard to explain the entire thing that's going, but there's a whole group of
main characters. Well, sum it up there, asshole.
Sum it up, and they're all vying
for control. Come on there, Buttercup. Let's fucking do it.
Feuding warlords, the different
factions.
There's
good people, and there's bad people. And
there's good people and bad people on the show?
There's the good kingdoms. And the bad kingdoms, and the You know, and
I'd rather have Wendy the retard explain this to me. I swear to God,
you got to watch this. It's very hard. I don't think anybody can explain the show in 2 seconds. Like, you know, I'd have to like go into every detail of the show.
No, but I'm not even answering you. So
yeah, what's his name? The short guy is in it. He's
Dinklage.
He's great.
Peter Dinklage.
This role.
I like the Dinklage. Yeah, he's good.
He sneaks up on you.
Because he's small.
He's very good. And then they have the.
Is he a dwarf or a midget?
He's a dwarf. They have the queen.
In real life?
Yeah, sure. No, fake. How can you fake being a dwarf?
No, but I'm saying, is he a fucking. Well, he can be a fucking midget.
No, midget is different. Midget is perfectly proportioned, small human being. A dwarf has certain characteristics. They have a. Matter of fact,
the body is small, but everything else is good.
But the legs are short. The penises are supposed to be tremendous.
Dinklage has penis. A giant cock.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
From what I hear.
I hear so.
They call him Game of Bones.
Game of Bones, yes.
Because he's got a giant cock.
It's like a third
huge.
Leg.
Huge.
Giant really circle on this amazing. Show.
Big it's penis. Amazing.
But anyway, there's a queen and her brother. And
not as big as Danny's.
They make crazy kids.
Yeah.
You know? Because they fuck all the time. The queen and her brother fuck.
Yeah,
all the time.
Well, if you're gonna fuck your sister, make sure she's a queen. I'm just saying.
And he's only got one hand.
Dinklage?
The brother.
The brother only has one hand.
The queen's brother. Yeah, he had it chopped off 2 seasons ago.
So he has one hand.
Is it the hand he jerks off with? He has one hand and another hand made of gold.
But is it like a right hand? Does he jerk off with that hand? Is it a regular hand?
It's metal, so it must be really cold.
Is he a righty?
And then he's got this like lesbian chick who's like 6 feet tall, 7 feet tall, who's in love with him, but she's like 8 feet tall. She's a monster. She's like
a giant lesbian.
Oh, she's a monster, this girl. And she beats up all the guys. She's forget about it. She's got to kill everybody.
Does she look like Billy wearing, you know, a dress?
Bigger than Billy. This girl is like forget it. She gets on a horse. The horse is small.
Wow.
I'm telling you. And there's so many.
Nick is laughing. Joe explaining something.
Well, there's so many characters in the show.
Wendy, call the show. Did you ever watch Game of Thrones, Wendy? 718-577-1389. Put the number up for Wendy to return.
But it's a great show. Like I said, it'll probably be. Matter of fact, I think it is on Netflix. The older
more than
episodes.
Likely.
Yeah, everything's on Netflix
except the stuff that's only available on Amazon.
If you start off from episode one, you know, that's like, you know, you'll be there till next year. Or
could be, right?
Could be. Yeah. That looks good. Did you see the Winnie the Pooh movie?
No.
The Coming Attractions for the new Winnie the Pooh movie.
Christopher
Robin. Is all grown up.
No way.
Yes, he's all grown up, and he forgets about Pooh Bear.
Is it R-rated?
And that. Blabbing?
Nah, is it R-rated?
No, it's not R-rated. It's not fucking like Winnie the Pooh smoking crack.
Yeah, it's always like Ted.
Picking up hookers.
Like Ted, you know.
By the way, Kevin Foley wants to point out that all his boyfriend heard was giant cock.
Giant cock, yes.
Well, Kevin, let me point out, giant cock! No, I think that Peter Dinklage has a big old penis.
He does, I would say. He does.
I would think he does.
I'm sure most women that he's been with will testify to that.
And Kevin, if your boyfriend's here in giant cock, why don't you show him yours? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Make a night out of it, boys. Boy. Come on.
A little bottle of champagne.
You guys are going to have some sex. Hashtag giant cock. Let's make it happen.
Broadsword calling Danny Boy. Broadsword calling Danny Boy. And over.
We're getting a lot of, by the way, a lot of love for Game of Thrones, Joe. So maybe you're,
it's
you
a great
kicked
show.
It in right.
So keep explaining it, Joe, because a lot of people saying the Red Wedding was
the
great.
The Red Wedding was so fantastic. It always shocks
it's
you.
A lot of giant cocks in it.
Yeah, a lot of giant cocks.
Yeah. Is there a lot of cocks?
Well, they don't really show you penis. Right. You don't see penis.
Because so, I don't see the, I no. haven't watched the show.
You see everything else but penis. For some reason, the penis is
who's the one that stood on top of her little castle? She was up there with a couple of her troops or whatever.
Is that the Queen of Dragons?
I have no clue. That's what I'm trying to find out. Now, apparently these other people were bringing back her son because they kidnapped her or kidnapped the kid or whatever. And she basically lifted up the skirt, dress, whatever, and just like showed a snatch and went, yeah, fuck is all.
Oh, that was.
And then they killed the kid.
That's a very minor scene.
That's the only thing I've ever seen in it. I just sat there and went, I really should watch
what
this,
I guess. What they were doing was they were laying siege to this castle.
This
castle, this town. and they had her son captive. They show you, they're going to kill him if you don't let us in the door.
He just punched your microphone.
So she takes him and goes, I eat this, baby. You know, she gave one of those.
She said, eat my, like,
well, pretty much enough. Like, you can eat me or whatever.
Did she point at her snatch and go, eat me!
Something to that effect. That was the impression I was given.
It was basically like when the...
this is a good show, I'm here.
So who was that lady?
Giant cocks, eat me!
What's her role?
They wound up killing everybody in the
thing. Oh, I believe it. But
what family? I think
Which one are these seven?
Which seven of the...
The Lannisters are the bad family. The Lannisters. They're like the
Lannisters.
The Lannisters.
Like Burt Lancaster?
As a matter of fact, Peter Dinklage... He's a Lannister.
Yeah.
But he's a good Lannister. He's the only
guy. Well, because he's got the giant cock. So he's good.
And he winds up killing his father.
Kills his father. His father has small penis.
By the way, he killed his father on the toilet.
Well, that's how...
they had toilets?
That's funny. Yeah, it's on the
throne.
Well, because it's not a time thing, Billy. Yeah. It's in a mythical land.
No, it's a time thing.
It's not.
I want a toilet like we have.
They have fucking dragons in real life.
Well, maybe.
I'm getting it's sort of like land. That mythical thing, but set in that era of
castles. But it's a fantasy
mystery.
World. If they want to have toilets, they can have toilets.
I just don't picture them being.
It wasn't really a toilet.
Like
it's like a hole.
It's a hole.
And he's sitting on
the
hole.
He's taking a shit.
Yeah, and
minding his own business.
And Dinklage gets him with the crossbow a couple of times, man.
Yeah.
Flipping through the Victoria's Secret catalog while he's sitting on the shitter.
He was doing that.
And his little midget dwarf son with the big penis.
Kicked his ass, man.
AKA hashtag giant cock.
And he deserved it. He deserved to die, that bastard.
Comes by. I remember the kid who was, he became king, Joffrey.
Oh, that little fuck.
And they poisoned him.
If they didn't kill that kid, I was going to kill him myself.
Yeah, he was a cunt.
It's a good thing they killed him off, because I was going to go to Hollywood. But that kid probably can't walk the streets anymore.
Alfred Newman, hanging out in the Facebook Live, so he wants to ask this question. What about the dude who had his massive cock cut off?
Oh, yeah.
It's another world,
that's
fantasy
another one,
world
yeah.
in another universe.
No,
Billy.
That wasn't a massive cock cut off. That was a scene where this guy
got his cock cut off.
Well, he captures this guy, you know, and he wants to turn him into like his like a slave.
What
or
if Dinklage is just one cock?
No.
Like he's just a cock with arms.
Cock that
this was another
fell
guy.
Off.
No, I'm just saying, what if Dinklage is not even a dwarf? What if he's just a penis?
He's Reek.
He's a
either
penis
way,
with arms.
We
got
to go to break, so Joe's got to hurry up and explain.
All right, so explain
part.
The cock getting cut off.
Well, no, what the guy does, he's like tortures this guy. He's breaking him down, like he's really
fucking him in the ass.
Right, so he gets two beautiful girls.
Oh,
right?
All
he's
right.
He's got the guy tied up like on the cross line, like this.
Like Billy with his
he
girlfriend.
He's two beautiful girls. Sure. They go over there and they start doing the thing, massaging his balloon. Uh-huh. And he gets the real.
So he gets a hard stiffy.
And then the guy comes over and says, hello. Wahoo!
Oh! What's he cutting off? Like a machete?
Well,
like a pruning shears?
He's an evil guy. By the way, he gets eaten by dogs at the end.
Aw. Spoiler!
Evil guy.
Don't worry about it.
When he gets eaten by dogs, everybody applauds.
Oh, good
That's
job.
Because he was like. Too good for him.
Too good for you.
Yeah, to get eaten by dogs.
Fuck you, guy. Yeah.
The old ladies in the crowd took off the one glove and they clapped.
That's right, boy. Bastard he was.
Yeah, see, Albert wants, before we go to break, he wants to point out giant penises. Sounds like Eddie's wet dream.
That's right.
Pretty much.
I'm not wet. I'm just moist.
Just you.
You're 718, just a sweaty mess.
718-577-1389, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. This is the Ham Radio Show. We are the uncrowned kings of reality radio. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to close out the show as only we can. We'll be right back after these big cock words.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
This is Ham Radio.
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling Symphony Duda out of your asshole. I got to be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see...
Ham Radio.
Praise...
Ham Radio.
Oh, shit!
Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
Is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers. You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What, are you stupid?
By the way, remind me that I have to ask Danny to give me new music when I do these commercials. It's the same fucking music every time. I gotta tell you, 38 days, 21 hours until me, Danny, Ronnie the Limo Driver, Munch, Julie Agar, J.D. Harmeyer, we take over Las Vegas, baby! Oh, my God. By the way, brought to you by, of course, Religion Tequila, the official sponsor of the 2018 ED Expo. Remember, our vision, our devotion, our religion, 100% organic handcrafted tequila. That's Religion Tequila. For more information, go to ReligionTequila.com. Now, you can still get tickets. I think some tickets are available for Ronnie's Ultimate Stripper Experience. That's the award show, the pool party, all kinds of great stuff, all rolled into one, autograph signings, the $10,000 bikini contest that I will be a judge on. It's all for you, and it's right there at your fingertips. All you have to do is go to theedpub.com. That's theedpub.com. If you don't see it right there on the front page, go to the search engine, just type in the word Ronnie, and boom, it's there for you and ready to go. TheEDPub.com. That's TheEDPub.com. I can't wait to go to Vegas. I can't wait to hang out with the boys. And I can't wait to see you in Las Vegas, baby. See you in 38 days and 21 hours. It's the Ham Radio Show. Oh, baby, take it over, Las Vegas, and we'll see you there, baby. TheEDPub.com. That's TheEDPub.com.
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Justin Bieber announced he's now engaged, having asked for girlfriend Hailey Baldwin's hand in marriage. Of course, mentored by Usher since he was a young boy. How weird was it for Justin Bieber? This time going down on only one knee. Kim Kardashian took time to visit a women's correctional facility, interviewing several inmates as part of Kim's plan to start a prison reform program. Kardashian wanted to know how each of them felt on the inside. The more seasoned convicts asked she at least wash her hands first. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver have hit the 7-year mark as their divorce settlement has yet to be resolved. Add that bone that Shriver has to pick to the rest of the ones you can also likely see through her skin. Happy birthday to Courtney Love, who will likely be debuting some new tracks, mostly on the inside of her left arm. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Come on, baby. You know the song.
Do I? Do I really?
You know the song. Don't lie.
Do I?
We'll get to you in a second. Got alarming news about you during the break.
Tracks.
Alarming.
Tracks.
Make me wanna say.
It loops together.
And See?
This guy's dead, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Scott Weiland.
Can you guess while he was singing this song?
What happened?
Take time with a wounded hand, cause I like to steal.
But he was smart enough not to ride a motorcycle or a scooter into a fucking vehicle.
You leave George Clooney out of this, you asshole!
No clue to like Clooney.
Hashtag giant cock.
He was a Nazi.
He should have been,
no, he wasn't.
Better off fucking hitchhiking with Muppets.
Let's see.
Half the man I used to be. 718-577-1389. This is the Ham Radio Show. We are live on HamRadioShow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Baby, half the man I used to be.
Right.
So, by the way, it is, of course, July 11th, a.k.a. 7-11, a.k.a. Free Slurpee Day. So, while we're not, you know, on the air, we were on a break. We took a little commercial break, a little commercial-lewski there, as they say. Who, by the way, Alfred Newman loves our commercials.
That.
And I say that. Shut up, fuckface. Yeah. And so...
Good
while we're taking
the
commercial, Lewski, I ask, I say, hey, you want to go get a Slurpee?
Yeah.
And we were all discussing, and then I look over at Billy. I say, Billy, what's your favorite Slurpee?
Never had one.
And he stunningly says that he's never had a Slurpee.
No.
And that hurt my brain a little bit. Because in this world that we live in, how is it possible that you have lived a life in which 7-Eleven is, I don't even know how old. 7-Eleven is an old company. They've been around for a while. And Billy, being older than me, sharing the same birthday as Dirt.
Yes.
Amongst other things.
Billy has gone out, lived his life,
and
never experienced.
Never had brain freeze.
Yes, he's never had. He had to have a brain to do that. Never experienced.
Not with a Slurpee, no.
A Slurpee.
Nope.
How have you not had a Slurpee? Then,
us.
I asked him, have you had the Big Bite hot dog from the 7-Eleven? It is 7-Eleven day. Yeah. Billy then looks at me puzzled and says, no, I have not had the Big Bite hot dog.
I wasn't exactly puzzled.
Shut the fuck up. Has not had the Big Bite hot dog. Nope. Then he then tells us, me and Joseph, that he has not experienced any of the delicacies of a 7-Eleven. And I ask you, sir, how is that fucking possible? Because some of my greatest meals have happened at 7-Eleven.
And this is why you have a tiny dick and you can't see it. Could be. I don't know.
Excuse me, sir. I'm quite astute at how this has occurred. I just don't understand how you have not eaten.
I don't know, because
at the 7-Eleven.
When we would leave the bar, we'd go to a real fucking diner.
But you don't have a Woolly at 4 o'clock in the morning, the only place open.
We go to the diner.
But you don't have to go to the diner. We're not talking about in the middle of one of your fucking drinking binges.
Even a bag of potato chips.
We're talking about in the daytime where the sun is out, you vampire fuck. Then when you're outside.
Usually fucking working, so there's no point going to 7-Eleven.
But everybody ends up at a 7-Eleven.
Every ambulance driver in the world is there.
They say, oh, thank heaven.
For 7-Eleven.
For 7-Eleven.
Yeah. They sell cigarettes, gas, and soda. What more do you need? Rest of that shit floating around in there.
We need.
How long's it been there?
First off, how dare you call it shit?
Sir? Yeah.
A Big Bite hot dog with chili and cheese will get you fucking through your day, sir.
Damn right, boy.
How dare you?
That'll clean out your colon.
You shithead.
Exactly. Yeah. You could be shitting all over yourself.
How dare you, sir?
Getting to your next part of the destination.
Speak ill will of that. Yeah. By the way, Giggles has just sent me a private message.
Oh.
Wanted to point out that Billy.
I bet you she's been to 7-Eleven.
Yes. She said she likes to take the Big Bag hot dog in the old gullet. But she said that Billy is, quote, a food snob.
Is he really?
So he's picky.
I like what I like. I don't know.
Billy has a body that looks like Slimer from the Ghostbusters. Ooh. With a fucking ponytail, and this cocksucker is a food snob.
All right, last meal, Billy. What would you have? They're taking you to the chair. This is it.
7-Eleven's off the table.
You got your last meal.
Fortunately,
this is it.
This is it.
What are you gonna have?
What are you gonna have?
This is big.
Hey.
Satisfy those taste buds, buddy.
Come on there, Mr. Food Snob.
That's a good question. What would I have? I don't know. Maybe a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I'd go out with a...
No, you have to know. See, unlike normally, you have to answer the fucking question.
Yeah, really? You're gonna be
he never answers the question.
I never sat down and went, what would I want my last meal to be?
It's your last meal. No. You can't make a fucking mistake because you can't come back.
It doesn't make a difference anyway.
It doesn't matter because you're going to die.
It does matter. Like first of all, you have to consider who's cooking the meal.
Right.
Like if you want lasagna, but you know that this person can't cook lasagna, you wouldn't have lasagna.
Your fucking stove is anyway. What are you worried
about? No, they can bring in a classically trained chef.
Really? For your last
meal? To make you have a last meal.
Yeah, but that's like mom. If your mother was alive, maybe you have to bring your mother
in. Mom can make
lasagna the way you like it.
There's a possibility, right?
Because, you know. But, like, I would probably have a good steak, a good quality steak.
A nice steak.
Yeah. Because, you know, you can't fuck up a steak. If it's a good steak, you can't fuck it up.
No. Well, you can fuck up a steak. I've seen Billy cook. You can fuck up a steak.
If you don't, you know, you can overcook it, it's true.
They can screw it up big time.
But hold on for a minute.
Yeah.
We still have not gotten an answer out of Mr.
Foodstuff. Well, if I'm going to go that route, your mom's fucking lasagna would be awesome.
Yeah. That's your last meal. Mom's lasagna, that's it.
Yeah.
You don't get like a side salad. Just a big fuck. You eating the whole tray of lasagna, fatty?
Fuck. Well, what am I worried about?
You don't
want to have a heart attack before you get the juice.
And they say when you get the chair, you shit your pants.
When they kill you, boom, everything comes out. The body relaxes and lets go.
Fuck them, man.
Billy, you know what
you
they say?
A
moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips, Billy.
I ain't worried.
Let me just bring that up.
I really don't worry about that.
Think about how you're going to look while you're sitting in the chair, son.
Not worried about it. They're the ones that got to strap me in.
What a stinking bacon.
What?
Well,
it's gonna smell like lasagna and shit.
But see, if you want to go with that route, like you want to torture them and all, you get fucking the worst possible
burritos
chili you could find.
Like, yeah.
The cheapest kind of fucking hot dogs.
Beans are like them a lot. The more I eat, the more I fart.
The more I fart, the better I feel. So I eat beans at every meal.
Yes.
So loaded up with all of that.
By the way, Giggles said that you nitpick at every meal.
Do you really?
Probably.
You nitpick over every... How are you look the way you look and have the audacity to nitpick on a meal?
You are not
physically fit, so we know it's not a health thing. What are you eating? Take me through the day. You wake up on probably a broken futon. Wake up. What is the first thing that you put in this machine that you call a body? Explain to me.
Usually I'll get up, stretch, fucking pop on the news because, you know, you got to know what's going on in the world.
Yet again, not what I asked. What's the food item?
Then you get the fucking water and you drink your water. You start your day with water.
All right, so water is the first thing that goes into your body. Okay, what is the second item?
What do you have for breakfast?
What's the food item that goes in your body?
Then you shower.
I really wish Billy would answer a question.
I am answering. This is how my day fucking goes.
No one asked you how your day went. We asked you what was the meal.
Before, what did you say?
No, we said...
Take me through the day.
No. We're talking food-wise. Take me through the day. How come Joe, who's half a fucking retard, figured out that we want to know what you're having for breakfast? That was
there
the first
is no budget. Breakfast. The water I had, that's breakfast.
That's breakfast?
It? Yeah.
Then how do you look the way you look?
Then for lunch, we have more water. I have water through the whole fucking day.
Okay, but you're not flushing out. You're not fucking Ethiopian. You have to have eaten some food.
So what do you eat, a cow for dinner?
No, whatever the fuck I eat, I eat late
at
night.
At what part of the day do you eat a fucking live dog?
Yeah.
Because you have the body of a fucking Clydesdale horse.
See?
So where
I've worked hard to get this
Where is the food? Where is the food so far?
There
water,
is none.
Breakfast, water.
Right.
Lunch. Water.
Lunch, water.
I'm having water all day long.
Camel.
Yeah, I know. He's
I
a fucking
home,
hump, I'll tell you that.
I come home. And, like, I just scrounge around whatever the fuck I got to eat there. Like, tonight was basically rice and beans, you know.
But then how are you not physically fit?
When Giggles is going to make your favorite meal, she's like, it's your birthday. She wants to get your favorite meal. What do you get?
We're ordering pizza.
Wait, time out, because Giggles is now answering for Billy.
Good for
because
you.
Because Billy cannot fucking
answer
a question. She says, and I quote, that Billy does not eat all day. He doesn't eat all day. Then he'll have a
giant
fucking meal.
Yeah.
All right, so take us through the giant meal.
You'll get a heart attack doing that, Bill.
Yeah. She said that's why he won't be able to lose weight.
But that's what I've always done. I've always, like, all day, you go to work, go home. You know, when you get home, you fucking eat. And, you know,
No, wait.
That's how it works.
So take us through.
Someday you're going to pass out in the car driving to that last meal.
Because all I'm doing is drinking water.
Yeah.
Faggot. All right, so where exactly, what's the meal? You come home.
Like I said, tonight was rice and beans.
Just rice and beans.
Yeah.
But what do you mean tonight? When did you eat dinner?
Before. Yeah, I got home from work. I slapped it all together because I'm here, so I can't fucking eat
you
dinner.
You cooked it yourself?
Now, rice and beans out of
doesn't
a bag?
Doesn't take much.
Oh. Wait, rice and beans out of the little packet?
Yeah, you get the fucking Goya rice. You get the fucking... Pour in the beans, mix it up, fucking get good.
So rice and beans. So you ate a pot of rice and beans.
Oh, that's good boy.
For dinner.
You get the fucking package. Dump
how
it in,
are you?
Good
how
enough.
Are you? This physical fucking train wreck of a man, and all you ate today was rice and beans.
I don't know. It's just how it works.
I gotta get my kitchen back. Stop making pizza rolls.
Yeah, like look at this mother. But look at his body.
Man.
Like, look. I know that I eat. This is why I have this going on. I understand.
The thing is,
I get me.
You're not drinking any water there, baby.
Dude, I drink a shit ton of water.
Yeah.
I know this motherfucker's got to be eating more than rice and beans.
He's lying.
Today.
He's lying. He's
got to
be lying.
Tomorrow might be fucking chicken nuggets and french fries. Who the fuck knows?
Okay, but still, how much chicken nuggets and french fries are you eating? You have a fat gut.
The thing is.
And all you're eating is drinking
water.
What
happens when you eat the way I'm eating, the lifestyle, how this all works.
He has a lifestyle, Joe.
They'll call it a lifestyle. where basically
most people,
eat once.
Their lifestyle is like, They're heroin addicts. Yeah. Yeah, like they're fucking gay. They're living the lifestyle. Billy's lifestyle is chicken nuggets and french fries.
No, but like if you eat something, you know, you eat that just one meal a day, your body goes, oh shit, we got nutrients. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. It stores it. It doesn't run it through.
You're going to get married right away.
If I was smart and like
before
I ate.
Before you die, she'll put you on 3 square meals. You'll be 12 pounds lighter.
Exactly. If I ate.
Well, she said, and I quote,
way.
She's never making him anything anymore because he doesn't like it.
Oh, really?
So basically, if I eat properly, you know, the early morning and the snacks here and there.
Do you insult
her when
she makes food?
No.
You criticize her food?
She says yes.
Yeah, because, I don't know, a bunch of people out here all day fucking ripping on lasagna saying, Billy said this, Billy said that, Billy said that. But
I never said anything. I distinctly said that Billy did not say that. I mean, it was probably Joe, because I distinctly remember saying that Billy did not say that.
What, the sawdust crack?
Yeah, I did not say that.
There you go. That was brought up again this weekend.
Where did I pick that up? Out of the air?
Yeah, you did. I know damn well you picked that up out of the air. See what happens when they come in and rip apart the green room, and there's all that dust and everything floating around.
Kill me.
Yeah, Billy started licking the floor going, home cooking.
See, there we go again. Voila.
Do you only insult her cooking, or do you compliment her?
No, you eat it, right?
Do you compliment anything she does?
Jesus Christ, what is this, therapy?
No,
because
I imagine that because he has the lifestyle.
Yeah.
And he's very set in his ways. He's stubborn like a Doberman mule. Yeah. So I think that he has his own, you know, Billy. You can't get Billy to do anything.
I know.
So
Pretty much, no.
So what I'm saying is I think that he probably, because he probably insults the food.
I
insults
think so.
The fiance,
yeah.
Because he doesn't want to do anything that's not according to fucking his little plan and his lifestyle.
There is no little plan.
Yeah, there is.
Hey,
it's your shitty
let
plan.
It go.
Well, don't you plan your meal like it's 12 o'clock and say, tonight I think I'll make roasted con pollo or like, you know, something.
Nah,
you know, or what do you just walk in and say, what's there? Oh, what's there? Oh, Bosco.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much how it works. It's like, all right, I got like $3. What's on sale for fucking $3?
Wonton soup.
You know, and
dude,
voila.
I will cook you food. You know, don't eat something for $3.
Yeah. Oh, you'd be surprised, man. You can put together a good meal for $3.
Yeah.
The fuck are you putting together for $3?
Oh, you get a jar of sauce and a pound of macaroni. You got plenty of that. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
$3 that's going to cost you?
Yeah, it's a jar of sauce is like a dollar and a quarter, right, for a ready-made sauce.
Where the fuck are you shopping?
The little fucking miniature one that they sell in the kid aisle.
You buy Rao's sauce for $7? That's crazy. You buy a Francesco Rinaldi for like $1.99. Yeah, you know, you walk to the supermarket, you know what it's like.
Well, in the one store, it's $1.99. Another store,
you get a pound of pasta, 79 cents a pound of pasta.
Yeah. I think, by the way, we should go on the record
you
and say
that
Billy on this program has never insulted his fiance's cooking.
Sure he has.
Wow, you're
fucked
up,
that's your boy. I was saying I totally was.
Where the hell are we getting from?
I don't know what you were saying.
He was talking about her vegan cooking or something like that. We didn't make that
vegan
up.
Vegan? There's no vegan.
There's something you were saying that she cooks like the straw.
She cooks straw.
Was she out there beating the birds, breaking up their nests, and fucking making soup out of it?
No, because then the birds and the eggs, that's different. She's vegan, so you can't do that.
Yeah.
Where you come up with this shit?
That's Joe.
Denial.
That's your friend. I was sitting there.
I'm a lying fuck.
I was
denial.
Pointing out that he didn't say anything, and now he's saying stuff.
Really, but you love her, right?
Yeah.
So you eat no matter what.
You
she
should
does.
Eat whatever she puts in front of you.
I have done that. I've tried.
He's tried.
I've tried. I've tried many different foods I never thought I would ever eat.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know
like pussy,
like quinoa. What,
you eat the quinoa? Do you like the quinoa?
I've had quinoa.
What's quinoa?
It's
like
stuff,
a grain.
Is that, yeah, yeah, it's a old ancient grain that
comes from Egypt.
No, you're thinking couscous.
Couscous.
Yeah, you're thinking couscous.
Different. Yeah, couscous.
Yeah, couscous.
Yeah. But yeah, it's unique.
She's not vegan, by the way.
Is it like rice?
It gives that impression. It looks like it could be rice.
Oh.
But then when you taste it, it's not rice.
It's not rice?
No.
Was that straw?
No. It's not straw.
It looks like rice, but then when you taste it, it's not rice.
It sort of leads you down, like, all right, and you expect a kind of like rice.
So what does it taste like?
It's one of those mirages.
Cotton?
Cotton? Wow. That would be hard.
What's this made out of? Cotton?
I don't know.
And you're getting this out of a master bottle.
Wow, Joe. Wow.
You know.
Holy shit.
Wow. You probably could eat cotton balls, you know.
Well, I
don't think it's
that's
possible.
Actually, that was one of those model secrets.
They eat cotton balls?
There used to be this thing, and people started doing it because they heard of the myth about it.
What is it?
And it gets people all fucked up, but they take cotton balls,
yeah,
and they soak them in, like, orange juice.
Okay.
And then they eat them, and that's all a model would eat. They would eat that because it would expand in their stomach. It would taste like orange. And that's what they would...
I disappeared a long time ago.
And they would be full?
And they would... Well, full enough that they can function. Because they got to, you know, dress up and walk down and up and down the catwalk and do all this stuff.
Yeah.
That's insane.
But that's what they would do because they got to keep that certain weight going.
So
you could technically eat cotton. It's not good for you.
Were they freebasing and using the needle there when they were shooting the heroin?
Yeah, really, yeah.
The cotton ball and the heroin and with the orange juice.
You got to dip after you get the heroin and the blood on it, you dip it in the orange juice.
This way you get your vitamin C, your teeth don't fall. I got you.
Ooh.
Prevent the scurvy.
Yeah, scurvy, right. Mm. Plus you got to eat peaches. Mm.
You got to eat peaches for scurvy?
Citrus.
Yeah. You have fruit, right? Fruit?
Yeah.
Fruit.
Yeah, but citrus, not fucking peaches.
Yeah, peaches.
Some citrus.
Peaches don't have citrus.
Sure they do.
No, they're not.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah.
No, they're not. Yeah. You need vitamin C.
Yeah, in the can.
Which
yeah.
is not...
In
only
the can.
In the can. I need vitamin C in my can. Come on.
All right.
Come on, girls. I need some vitamin C in my can.
Yes,
avoid that.
I don't know. Ooh. I just know that I'm definitely fucking, you know, trying to lose some weight before I go to this thing in Vegas. Just because all the people that are going to be there are going to be in shape, with the exception
of... Yeah, but that would make you unusual.
What? No, but I want to...
You'll be different.
Yeah, but I don't want to be, like, huge in comparison to some of the people. Because if I do want to get some pussy... I want to look somewhat presentable to get the pussy.
Bring extra
money.
You're
they're going to win the $10,000 if they give you a blowjob.
Well, that's different. Getting a blowjob is different. I understand that.
Sure.
Greasing the wheel.
You lie, you know. I have a cousin that tells everybody he's an aeronautical engineer. You know,
he can't spell aeronautical engineer.
I did a K.
Dummy.
I've been to the moon.
I'm
an astronaut.
Want to see my crater?
Splendid.
So what we've learned today is that fucking, by the way, he's a food snob.
Yeah.
Bill, he's a food snob. He's never had a Slurpee.
Never had a Slurpee.
Yeah. Nikki said, by the way, just show the girls your tongue.
Ooh, yeah.
Nikki, by the way, I got told I eat fantastic puss.
Yes, right.
So, Nikki, anytime you want me to eat your pussy, I will do it for you. Don't worry about it. I will get it done. I learned a way.
Do you make a girl meow?
I make them purr like a fucking...
Meow.
Oh, it's not bad.
Meow.
Yeah.
Ouch.
By the way, Giggles is saying that she can make me lose weight, but I won't like it. Duh.
Well, yeah. You know, it's right. If you eat the, yeah. It's no fun to lose weight. It's a lot of fun to gain it, but it's no fun to lose it.
There's no coincidence that the first three letters of the word fucking die.
Yeah.
You know, and diet. Yeah. That's what's there.
I hear that.
Because you feel like shit when you do it.
Especially when you want to eat.
Oh, no, Nikki, it's strong as...
true.
Nikki's saying it looks strong as fuck. Please, yes. I will totally eat your pussy. Nikki, you bring your pussy here, or I go, you know, whatever. I mean,
meet in the middle.
If we're in October, hopefully I get it. That's Reno.
Oh, yeah.
We can meet in Reno. I'll eat your pussy. I have zero problem.
Sure, absolutely.
I will totally eat pussy.
Please poke my eye.
Damn right. I fuck her eye.
Take some photographs when you do it, man.
What?
Take some photographs.
Take pictures.
What, when I go to Vegas?
Are you crazy?
Well, no.
Of course.
How about when you're eating pussy?
Fast is the key word here. No, I understand fast. Giggles is saying that, you know, she'll help me fast. I get it, but I'm not doing it. Free speech is never silence. Always speak the fuck up.
That's right.
And remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken, make sure it's organic. Has a nice rub on it, or the food snob over here won't fucking eat it. Let alone fuck it.
Oh, Jesus. Don't be a sap.
All right. Until next week, ladies and gentlemen, I say AMF, which means adios, motherfucker.
Words.
It is. Danny, talk
to
the people.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.